Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Welcome to Seeing Beyond. I am Bonnie Colleen, your host. You can find out more about me and our inspirational guests at seeingbeyond.com. And maybe you'd like today to talk to a natural, empathic, intuitive, master clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient specializing in angel readings. Well, who knows? If you call in early and queue up, you might just be able to do that when we interview Linda LaCrosse and take some of your calls. Linda Cross Anderson. That's next, right here on Seeing Beyond.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, March 31st. Stick to routine this morning and stay out of the line of fire. The moon enters Scorpio at 5:41 a.m., opposes Venus, and then the moon squares hasty Mars at 10:19 a.m. Quack. Green lights flash on immediately past this square as Venus enters home sign Taurus at 10:35 a.m., while the moon travels on to sextile healing Pluto at 2:50 p.m., and Mercury sextiles psychic Neptune at 8:22 p.m. this evening. All three events suggest an excellent afternoon and evening for work or play. This is a good period of time to get in touch with people who can help you. Evening hours favor art, music, movies, dancing, hot tubs, all Neptune. If your birthday is this week, March 28th through April 3rd, you've got an exceptional group of positive planetary placements in your new solar return, Aries. First, Mercury and Venus are conjunct, partners, in your sign. This is a very productive pair that can help you sell your ideas and person in the months ahead with great success. You also have lucky Jupiter in his home sign of Pisces, which turns on green lights for travel, education, settling legal problems, and having an adventure. Mars and Leo in this chart of your new year, he loves to be on stage and to lead the parade. And you'll have the opportunity to do just that in 2010, Rams. Saturn in Libra prompts you to play fair and not take advantage of people and events, or instant karma will get you, as Saturn squares Pluto in your new solar return. Take the high road and build bridges in the year ahead, Aries, and you can secure an important piece of your future. As times change, I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. You're going to love this hour as we're going to be allowing you to call in and ask your questions of Linda Cross Anderson. She's a natural, empathic, intuitive, master clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, specializing in angel readings, Celtic runes, and the Tarot. Her high standard of ethics and respects allow her to provide you and others like you with insight into relationships, family, career, or any challenges you may face. She helps to empower you to release old patterns of fear, anger, poor self-esteem, spiritual blockages, and more. And if you want to find out more about Linda and the work that she does, all you need to do is go to wingsoflove.com. However, you're going to want to spell love, L-U-V. So that's wingsoflove.com. Hey, Linda, it's good to have you back on the program. You're always so popular whenever you're on. People just clamor to talk with you. All of our lines are already filled up. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you? Thanks for having me back.
You are so welcome. We love it. So where did you learn about working with the angels?
Well, I studied with Charles Virtue, who's the son of Doreen Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty much guided to go to Doreen's website, and it was either, I had just started a new job, so it was either go to Kona and learn from Doreen or you know, do her son's course. And it was the first course he ever did in Sedona, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty awesome. And she got on the line and she helped. And it was a great experience. I'll never forget that one.
I have met Charles. Of course, Doreen is a good friend of mine, and I'm so glad that she's expanding outward, because after all, as huge as she is, and I don't mean physically, she's just absolutely gorgeous, but as huge as she is energetically, she simply cannot teach as many people as who would like to learn. Now, were you in communication with the angels before you took Charles's class?
You know, it's kind of funny because I used to do tarot, and a friend introduced me. She had angel cards, and, you know, I thought that was kind of dorky, but, you know, I started playing around with them, and for some reason, I had spoken with another psychic, and that person suggested Doreen Virtue to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, to read some of her books, and from there on, I was totally guided to her site. So, to make a long story short, no, I wasn't. But apparently I was. You know, I look in retrospect, and for a long time, I'd go places and I'd buy my mother, like, little angels for her house and that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to be. I just didn't know it.
Well, and if I'm remembering correctly, you had some pretty interesting metaphysical adventures. I guess I'll call them adventures when you were a small child.
Well, yeah, actually, I remember one of the first things that I ever encountered. I was raised, my great-grandmother was a medium. And so, you know, it was not unusual for us to go to great-grandma's house and sit around the table. She was from Sweden. And sit around the table and little kids drinking coffee, eating Swedish pancakes, listening to her about her seance she had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this was just normal table conversation. And I remember one morning waking up and looking out my bedroom window. We lived on a cul-de-sac, and I saw this beautiful woman with this long flowing hair. In fact, Doreen Virtue kind of reminds me of her, walking down the street with this flowing gown, and there was no wind or anything out that day. And she walked to the end and just kind of disappeared into the little rain grate there. And so I told my mother, I said, you know, Mom, this, I told her what I saw. And she goes, well, Linda, that was your guardian angel. And I went, oh. You know, so yes, I did have I was encouraged with those sort of things. You know, most people aren't. They'd be like, oh, Linda, you didn't see that, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, you had, that was a very, in my opinion, having been a teacher and coming into contact with many, many kids in my lifetime, I think that that was a real unusual experience and a really wonderful experience for you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think it helped to make you who you are today.
Right. And, you know, I mean, if I look back, there are so many times that my guardian angels were there.
Mm-hmm.
So many times.
So what would you say to a Seeing Beyond listener who is a mom or a grandma or a teacher and has experienced a kid who's having these kinds of visions or imaginary friends who aren't really imaginary, they're just invisible? What would you say to somebody to kind of help these children to develop it instead of just shut it down?
Encourage them. Ask them questions.
Act interested.
Actually, yeah, absolutely. You know, I do that with my son. My youngest son is a definite indigo child, and he has experienced many things. And I remember after my father passed away, he was probably about 2 and a half, maybe 3. And he'd go, Grandpa's at the door, because
mm-hmm.
my father used to come over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then, of course, I explained that Grandpa's in heaven. But, you know, in retrospect, yeah, Grandpa was at the door. And entities, you know, spirits, angels, they especially go through children because they're so receptive.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't put up that blockage of that, you know, something's unacceptable to talk about. So always listen to them because it's very important.
How can our listeners come into more contact with their own angels, invite them in as they would, a spiritual teacher, for example, or a counselor, somebody who can help them?
Okay. All you have to do is ask. Very simple. Just call in Archangel Michael. And, of course, he's, you know, there's God and there's Archangel Michael, so in the hierarchy, he's at the top there, but, you know, the angels are funny that way. If they can't handle a situation, they'll pass it on to another that can. So it's always taken care of. So all you have to do is just call them in. Angels.
Yeah, that's what Doreen keeps saying is ask. You have to ask.
Absolutely, because we're all free will. And even when I have a client, you know, I have to ask if I can speak with their angels because, you know, I just can't go and invade their space. So, yeah, all you have to do is ask. It's so simple.
Well, the good news is you can ask. You can ask your own one specific question of our guest this hour, Linda Cross Anderson. She will be giving you her insights. She'll be helping you to see beyond. And the number to call for that is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. She needs your first name. I like to know where you're calling from, so just give Kwong your first name and the location you're calling from. The number again, 415-543-8255. Linda's toll-free number is 888-WINGS-58, that's plural, 888-WINGS-58. She's got a wonderful special offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners. And boy, these are the times when often we need somebody's insight, especially somebody who is a natural empath, an intuitive, a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and also doesn't hurt to have her specialize in angel readings. So from now until April 15th, Linda Cross Anderson is offering 15-minute readings at $20. And this can include regression therapy. Just say you heard about it on Seeing Beyond, the regular price, $125 an hour. And again, the number to call is 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. You're also going to be doing a psychic development class, and that's so important because I think it's really wise for somebody who's opening up psychically to work with somebody who has already done that in a safe place. That's going to be in April. Talk more about that.
Well, I started mine. I was guided to go to the meetup website, and I do meetups. And, you know, whenever I have these people say, you know, I'd really like to learn more. So I decided that I was going to do a psychic development class because I know in the beginning it was extremely helpful for me. And I just want to help people. Whatever questions they have, we'll kind of cover everything that I know. I love to share information. I love to teach. And it's pretty much an open forum. And it'll be a four-week course, and it'll be held on the successive Saturdays. So I believe it's April 17th through May 8th. And then I'll have a makeup course on Thursday nights if people can't make it one particular Saturday. And the price of that is $88.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. Okay, so people should call you about that?
Absolutely.
That's 888-WINGS-58. 888-WINGS-58. All right, we're going to be back in just a jiff, and it'll be your turn to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. You're invited to join Joy Metcalf, internationally known medical intuitive and vibrational medicine master teacher and practitioner, and Robin Yoshida, master energy medicine specialist, holistic life coach, and certified EFT consultant, as they discuss how you can access and manifest tremendous changes in your life and your consciousness. Learn why health, wealth, and happiness are actually your birthright as a soul, and how you can stop from allowing this abundance into your life, even during these turbulent times. Joy and Robin are going to be giving two workshops. You're going to absolutely love them, one in Carmel, April 17th and 18th, the second one in Sebastopol, May 22nd and 23rd, 10 to 4 both days. And if you sign up and pay $100 non-refundable deposit for this life-changing dynamic workshop before March 31st and mention Seeing Beyond, Robin will gift you a free Japanese 9-star key astrological summary on how you can best navigate the energy of the years of the tiger. As an added extra value, Joy will manifest you with a free summary on what specific emotion you most need to release in order to manifest your heart's desire. Call Joy at 707-824-9911, 707-824-9911.
Are allergies a problem? Author Karen Uphoff has great suggestions on how to super immune yourself this Wednesday at East West Bookstore in Mountain View. Feeling tired these days? There's a cure for that too. Dr. Linda Clever debuts her new book, The Fatigue Prescription, at East West on Thursday. Scout Bartlett will be there on Friday talking about the chakras, and on Saturday enjoy a wonderful concert of music, singing bowls, and chanting. Details at eastwest.com.
If you're thinking of changing or expanding your profession, or you just want to learn something new, now is the time to consider the field of hypnotherapy. The Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy is offering an introductory evening on April 7th with new classes beginning April 14th. Therapeutic hypnosis is one of the most expanding professions in alternative and complementary medicine and healing today. Learn more by calling them at 650-321-6419. 650-321-6419. Be sure and ask them about their special offering for You Seeing Beyond listeners. That's 650-321-6419 or go to www.pasoh.com. We are back. Our guest is Linda Cross Anderson. She's regularly on Seeing Beyond. Her metaphysical journey began as a small child, when she would see spirits, which she later became to know as her guardian angel. She was raised in a fourth-generation matriarchal background of highly spiritual women, lucky her, and still it took a major life change, more like a universal thump on the head, to truly embrace her spiritual gifts. Because she did that, she spent the last 4 years on an intense mission to learn all things metaphysical. This prompted her to start her practice, Wings of Love. During this mission, she discovered her life's purpose, which is to teach and heal and share her knowledge with others for the benefit of all. Are you ready to take some calls, Linda?
Sure am.
Well, we got another Linda for you. Linda is in Alameda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Bonnie. Good morning, Linda. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome, and I know you called in, 15 minutes ago, had been queued up ever since, so you've got a lot of patience, and you must have a burning question. What is your number one question for Linda Cross Anderson?
Well, actually, I before I ask my personal question, may I ask for clarification on a term that I don't understand?
Of course.
What is Celtic rune?
Celtic
runes. Runes are, they're like little stones with glyphs on them, and those glyphs are interpreted by, how can I say it? I'm having a senior moment here, okay? I just had my birthday, and I'm having one of those moments. They explain certain things, like I have, let's say relationship runes, for example. You'd have one that kind of looks like a little staple, and it means intimacy. They're little signs, and what we do with them is we pull them, and then we interpret what they mean for you.
Ah, okay. Thank you so much.
Sure, sorry.
That's okay. And then my personal question is more kind of a validation thing. About 5 months ago, I think I may have channeled my dad, who is on the other side, And I was asking him if he had a memory. My very first memory of anything was riding with him in a 41 Ford coupe. And as I'm blind from birth, he was driving around trying to park the car at a grocery store. And I was seeing the sun move, and I was squealing, just, you know, Daddy, Daddy, the sun, the sun. And was it real accurate? Was I getting that he was remembering that too?
Yes, because, you know, that might have not happened in this lifetime. It could have happened in another lifetime. And at that, in that lifetime, you weren't blind.
Okay, because so, I have a definite memory from this particular lifetime.
Okay, and you did see, and you saw the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yes, I just wondered
if he remembered
that
he was sharing that memory with you because he wanted you to remember that.
Ah, terrific. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. And, Linda, are you able to help people to connect others who've passed over?
You know, that's really not my specialty. I've been told, I just went and completed a class with Doreen. So I met her for the first time. I went over to Kona, and I was certified in past life healing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls who was reading me was telling me how I should do mediumship. And that's what my great-grandma did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking that that may be something I go into, but it's not something that I'm really well-versed. There's a lot of other people that, you know, are more into that.
Sure.
I can name John Devereaux Brant. I can't remember her first name. Anyway, they're very good, and they can always help with that sort of thing.
Well, Linda, you have such diversity in the way that you do readings, and I love your special offering. If you would like people to call in and be on the air with somebody who can help you to see around corners, see into the future, see some possible avenues to take, her name is Linda Crowe Anderson, and the number to call is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. What are some of the conceptions and misconceptions that clients have regarding your work, Linda?
Well, me in particular, probably the way that I work, I'm an intuitive. So when you work with me, I work intuitively. We talk about a subject, okay? A lot of times I get people who will call and say, okay, am I going to meet somebody? When am I going to meet them? What are they going to look like? And et cetera, et cetera. You know, I don't have that information. There's other people that do have that information. I work more as a counselor and a teacher, and I will help people. I will give people the tools to help themselves. And so if it's somebody who really is serious about working and improving and learning things about themselves, then I'm the person to talk to. But I live more in the now, and my projections when I get them are probably about 3 months out at the very max. So, you know, I can't tell you something that's going to happen in, like, 2013.
Well, but still, it's so important to know how to make the most of what's going on, whatever that happens to be in our life right now. And I'll be putting out Linda's very special and generous offering in just a moment. But first of all, let's not keep Sunny waiting. Sunny is calling in from Palo Alto. Hi, Sunny.
Hey, how you doing, Bonnie? Oh, my goodness.
Great. Glad to have you here with us.
Okay, yeah. You know, I did I filmed the 1994 film for you for The Thin Beyond.
Oh, my goodness sakes. That was ages ago.
You know who I am.
I do remember you very well. Have you been listening all this time?
Yes, I have. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All the time. Since 1990, you know, I've been listening to your program.
Oh, my goodness sakes. And you're still sunny. I can tell you that right now. What's your question for Linda? I'm so glad you called in.
Yes, Linda. Well, I have a question. I just heard what you said. You can't really foretell the future as such. But I have a question for my cousin, and she's in Florida. And she's in, not St. Petersburg, the other place. Her name is Francine Maxwell, but her maiden name is Graham. And she's having a problem with the men in her life. And I was wondering, should she move out of that place that she's in? Or she's been married several times, and they happen to be passed on and be deceased. So she's feeling pretty negative about even meeting anyone. So I was wondering, could you give an insight? I think I'm probably going to have to call you later on because it's kind of complex.
Yeah, this is pretty complex.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about your cousin.
My cousin, yeah.
Maxine. Florida.
Francine Maxwell.
Yeah, who lives in Florida.
Yes.
And she's in a relationship.
Yeah, she's having right now she's single, and she's been single for the last 15 years.
Okay.
But all the men that she had in previously, you know, they end up being deceased. And, you know.
Oh, she's like a black widow. That's what I commonly call my mother, the black widow.
And she is black.
Oh, okay. She's not doing that to them, by the way. But, you know, so she's afraid to go out and date. You know, she's got a huge block there. And this is something that I can't, you know, give you a cookie-cutter answer on.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, it would be best if I worked with her, but, you know, she's got a huge block that has to be eliminated there.
Yeah, and she's not really, she's ready to meet someone. She's really ready, but it's just that they turn out pretty negatively, she's tired of being lonely.
Yeah, you know, she would really, this is the perfect example of somebody who would benefit from a past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something that happened, and, you know, we need to go into that so that she can realize that and move on.
In fact, Linda, when we come back, let's give a little bit more detail about past lives, reincarnation, and why a regression, especially with somebody who's qualified to do it like you, is so important. And, Sunny, let me put out Linda Kroos Anderson's number for you and for your cousin. It's 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. And, gosh, Linda's got a phenomenal offering for you and others. From now until April 15th, she's offering 15-minute sessions at $20, and that includes regression therapy. Just say you heard it on Seeing Beyond. The regular price is $125. And here is the number again, 888-WINGS-58. Sunny, thanks for calling in. If you'd like to take Sunny's place and ask your own question of Linda Kroos Anderson, well, we're here to do that at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond. Kelly Mayer, success numerologist, is offering a one-hour reading using both her numerological skills and psychic skills for only $50. And this just for you, Seeing Beyond listeners. Be sure that you are the master of your own personal numbers and success. Find out if you already have a fortunate name. Find out if your life is lined up for major success this year in 2010. Contact Callie, the success numerologist, at 707-525-8610. That's 707-525-8610. Or go to numerologysuccessplus.com.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
You are invited to book presentation and sound transmission evenings with Jan Circoni, March 16th at Sunrise Center in Corte Madera, March 17th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts in Sebastopol, and May 12th at East West Books in Mountain View, all starting at 7 o'clock, complimentary admission. Workshop and sound transmission gatherings with Jan take place March 27th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Sunrise Center in Corte Madera, March 21st, 1 to 4 p.m. at Sebastopol Center for the Arts in Sebastopol, and May 15th, 1 to 4 p.m. at East West Books in Mountain View. That $20. She'll also be at the New Living Expo in San Francisco. She'll be a speaker Friday evening, April 30th, and Jan Circoni will be in booth number 220. Invite others. All are welcome. Now, for more information and registration, please contact Jan at 707-206-5068, 707-206-5068, or go to musicforjoyandhealing.com for complete details, including weekly sound healing journeys in Marin, private sound healing sessions, and their new Aya Sara Soundlight Chamber and the Sacred Truth Tour of Southern France in May 2010.
I am Bonnie Colleen, and our guest, Linda Crowe Sanderson, certainly has a background of studying metaphysics and bringing that knowledge to you. She's an ordained metaphysical minister. Her education consists of a degree in social science from Foothill College, a certification in clinical trials management from UC Santa Cruz Extension, a graduate of the Marjatis Enlightenment Center under Reverend Maxie Harper, and a certification in the Angel Certification Program under Charles Virtue, son of Doreen Virtue, and a certification of past life regression healing from Doreen Virtue. And again, you can reach her at her toll-free number, 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. Check her out on the web at wingsoflove.com, but spell love, L-U-V, wingsoflove.com. And if you'd like to have her take a look at your life and bring some, maybe some knowledge in that you didn't see, give us a call at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Go into more detail, Linda, about the approach that you take with your clients that makes you different, and then we'll talk about reincarnation.
Okay, the approach that makes me different. Basically, I teach the clients how they can do this stuff themselves, okay? Maybe I'm shooting myself in the foot, you know, for repeat business, but no. Actually, it works very well for me. I'm huge on manifestation. They can have, you know, anybody can have anything they want. All they have to do is manifest it. I mean, I've manifested my dog, my house, my relationship, and now I just got engaged last weekend. So
yeah, and I had a birthday, too.
And I had a birthday, too.
Congratulations.
So it's possible to start over at 52.
You're a baby.
Oh, yeah.
A mere babe.
But I love it. I've never felt better in my life. So, you know, I want to share that with people, and that is my plan. That is the master plan for me, is to share this knowledge with others so that they can attain everything that I have.
Well, and that is so good. And, you know, seriously, although you say that you don't necessarily predict the future, being able to get the talents of a person, find out, like you did with Sonny, that his cousin needs to take a look at a past life, you know,
it may not exactly be predicting the future, but what it's doing is it's helping somebody to see something that they didn't see before.
Exactly.
I mean, let's face it, you know, the Bible says we see but through a glass darkly, which to me means like looking, trying to see your image in a mirror that's all fogged up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we put our nose too close to the mirror, we can't really see our face. You have the ability to help us to see things that we don't necessarily see. And that can help us to take a path we wouldn't necessarily take, and that could make all the difference.
It makes a huge difference. You know, people, when I work with someone and they ask me, you know, will this happen for me? Yeah, it will happen for you. But, you know, also it will happen if that's what you truly want to happen. Okay, if that's your true intention, it will happen for you. But then again, you know, sometimes they'll ask a question. They could walk out the door and make a right instead of a left,
mm-hmm.
and that totally changes things.
Absolutely.
So it's not like whatever I tell them is cast in stone, because the universe is constantly, constantly changing, and people don't understand that, and they need to be educated on that.
Right, and what I found is that so many folks right now, with the energy the way it is, tend to go down the same path. Rather than taking the path less traveled,
right.
they go down the same path. They really know in their heart that it's not going to give different results, but it just seems more comfortable. So of having somebody like you to help us to see beyond, to help us to see the other path, or I might even say paths, because there can be more than one, can make all of the difference. So if you'd like to talk with Linda Cross Anderson right here on the airwaves and help her, have her help you to see a different way, to see beyond, our number is 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. She reads your energy even over the airwaves. So all you really need to do is just simply give us your first name, and I'd like to know where you're calling from. 415-543-8255. Okay, well, you hit upon with our last caller, Sunny, who's been listening to us since the early 90s. Congratulations, Sunny, and thank you for that. You hit upon one of my most heartfelt topics in metaphysics, and that is past lives.
Right.
Somebody asked Einstein one time if he believed in God, and he said, no, I know God. That's what I would say about reincarnation. One of my dear friends from high school lost a daughter who was only 7 years, and he and his wife have been trying to make heads or tails about why this little girl got sick. Even the doctors can't tell him or the wife what happened. They did an autopsy. They still don't know exactly why she died. She went to the hospital very sick and passed away a few days later. It's been heartbreaking for them, and happened, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. So we had a little high school reunion, and this man was talking to me. He said, I know what you do, and I want to find out a little bit about what you think happens to us after we die, and, you know, and is she okay, and all of this. And you know, I said to him and to the others, and believe me, there were others there who were not only skeptical, but actually making fun of me. I said, listen, I'm not here to prophetize you. I honestly don't care what you believe or what you think. But what I want to tell you is that I think the greatest teacher is the story. So I'm going to give you 3-4 stories from my own life around reincarnation that makes me know that I've been here before and that I'm going to come back again. So I had quite a response to that. It really is scary for a lot of folks.
Oh,
give
yeah.
us your views of reincarnation, Linda. I mean, you're a ordained minister, for example. So how do you reconcile that with some of the biblical teachings and teachings of more formal religion?
Well, okay. Let me tell you first off, is I have never really read the Bible cover to cover. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my little dog. She's got nasal
problems.
I
don't even
problems.
Hear her. That's okay.
Anyway, so with that said, that's why I am a metaphysical minister, okay, because I believe in the ability and the allowing someone to believe whatever they want to believe, all right? Extremely scary to be in a organized religion and be told, since you were a child, if you don't do what you're told, you will go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're all in a fear-based society. So all those people that poo-poo what we do, it's because they're fearful, all right? So, and that's okay. That's not their fault. That's the way they were raised. But my feelings are we never die. We're all energy. Absolutely everything is energy, from this telephone I'm talking on, everything. And therefore, the shell dies, the portion that, you know, that houses our energy, that will die, but we never die. And in the case of this young girl, which I give my sincere condolences, that's such a sad thing when that happens.
Oh.
But we're all here for a purpose, and we go into different lives because we have a mission that has not been fulfilled. And so, you know, it was funny because I'll tell people, well, I was kind of amazed when I found this out. We actually do pick our parents. You know?
Right.
When we're small kids, we'll go, well, I didn't pick you to be my mom. Yeah, you did. And because we had a mission that was unfulfilled. And it was either with them as a parental role or they were in some other role in our lives. But it was something that was unfulfilled, and we came back to deal with them to finish so that we could move on and go elsewhere. So in the case of this young girl, apparently what she needed to fulfill was fulfilled.
Yes, absolutely. And she is definitely an ongoing teacher to both of her parents. You do past life regression work. What is that, and can you do it over the phone?
Absolutely, I can do it over the phone. We can do it. Well, the way I would do it over the phone is somebody would tell me their issue, and then I tap into their energy, and I see things, and then I tell them what I see. And a lot of times that is extremely clarifying for them, and it really works out well. Now, if it was in person, I would go with a different technique where I would do the hypnotherapy thing, which, you know, they would relax and then they would tell me what's going on.
Well, I love the fact that you've got this special offering. And is that good for people who want to come in and see you in person as well as over the telephone?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And where is that if they want to see you in person?
I have an office in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Mountain View, California. So we just make an appointment.
All righty. Well, from now until April 15th, Linda Cross Anderson is offering 15-minute readings at $20. That includes the regression therapy that we were talking about. Just say you heard it on Seeing Beyond. The regular price is $125 per hour. Her number, 888-WINGS-58, 888-WINGS-58. All right, we've got a caller. Let's go to the phones and see if we can squeeze this caller in before our next break. Now, would you pronounce your name for me, please? I know you're calling in from Tiburon, but I've never seen this name before. How do I pronounce it?
Okay, my name is Irmgard, I-R-M-G-A-R-D.
Irmgard. Okay,
yes.
Irmgard, it's good to have you here with us, with Linda. What's your question?
My question is if she could read maybe my energy, or maybe if she sees something. And what, when she just spoke, I totally agree with her, what she said.
Oh, yes, so do I.
Totally.
Okay, so what do you see around Irmgard's energy for today?
Something good is going to happen with her. I'm feeling a real feeling in my solar plexus. And when I do that, that's a good thing. Now, I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen because that's not the way I work.
Yeah.
I work where we have a discussion, and intuitively, I help. Will you win the lottery today? I don't know.
I wish. I wish. But I wouldn't stop working if you... I'm a workaholic, so I wouldn't stop working.
Anyway,
Maybe I should play today.
No, the angels don't... You know, they want us to do things for the higher good. And
yeah, but
even
you
though
need
it's
to give
good
them
for the educational system, the lottery
but you always
isn't
need to
one
give
of them.
Them an opportunity to do something good for us. That's what
yes.
I learned.
Yes, yes.
So
that's true. Because
I can tell
when
you things you would not believe.
Right, when you do acquire,
yeah.
then you can do more for other people.
Yeah, exactly, see.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel this is going to be a good day for you. Something that you wanted is going to happen for you.
Good. I didn't make a wish yet, so maybe I should.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Ingrid, thank you so
thank
much
you so
for
much.
Calling in.
Okay.
Sounds like you've
yeah.
got some good energy around
love,
you
I
for today,
your...
the last March. So thank you very much. If you'd like to be the next caller to come on to the airwaves with Linda Cross Anderson, it's so simple. Just pick up the phone and call us at 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond. If you're thinking of changing or expanding your profession, or you just want to learn something new, now is the time to consider the field of hypnotherapy. The Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy is offering an introductory evening on April 7th with new classes beginning April 14th. Therapeutic hypnosis is one of the most expanding professions in alternative and complementary medicine and healing today. Learn more by calling them at 650-321-6419. 650-321-6419. Be sure and ask them about their special offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners. That's 650-321-6419 or go to www.pasoh.com.
Psychic Reader Magazine has been published for over 31 years with a readership of 90,000. The Psychic Reader is an excellent venue for promoting your intuitive work, healings, services, or metaphysical businesses. Their longest and still with us advertiser has been on the Reader going on 18 years, so your exposure can work for you. For a free media kit and sample, please contact the advertising department at 510-644-1600, extension 117.
You're invited to join Joy Metcalf, internationally known medical intuitive and vibrational medicine master teacher and practitioner, and Robin Yoshida, master energy medicine specialist, holistic life coach, and certified EFT consultant, as they discuss how you can access and manifest tremendous changes in your life and your consciousness. Learn why health, wealth, and happiness are actually your birthright as a soul, and how you can stop from allowing this abundance into your life, even during these turbulent times. Joy and Robin are going to be giving two workshops. You're going to absolutely love them, one in Carmel, April 17th and 18th, the second one in Sebastopol, May 22nd and 23rd, 10 to 4, both days. And if you sign up and pay $100 non-refundable deposit for this life-changing dynamic workshop before March 31st and mention Seeing Beyond, Robin will gift you a free Japanese 9-star key astrological summary on how you can best navigate the energy of the years of the tiger. As an added extra value, Joy will manifest you with a free summary on what specific emotion you most need to release in order to manifest your heart's desire. Call Joy at 707-824-9911, 707-824-9911. Our guest this hour, Linda Cross Anderson, has bachelor's and master's degrees in metaphysics, and she's currently working on a PhD in philosophy, specializing in metaphysical counseling through the University of Sedona in Arizona. As a member of the pharmaceutical and device industry for the past 18 years, she has learned a balance between the worlds of conventional science and metaphysics. Her website is Wings of Love, L-U-V, wingsofluv.com. She's got, when you go to About Linda, you'll see lots of pictures of her and pictures of her studying with various people like Charles Virtue and Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. So take a look at that. I always like to kind of read the energy of people's websites, and I know you'll like this one. Her number is 1-888-WINGS-58. That's 1-888-WINGS-58. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Barbara in San Francisco. Good morning, Barbara.
Morning.
It's good to have you here with us. Why don't you ask Linda your most burning question?
This is regarding money. I think it's more of a receiving thing. There seems to be some sabotage energy or a heart affinity thing where I keep, you know, I get to a certain level and then something happens.
Okay. Once again, hi, Barbara.
I think I'm going to have to take this off the air because I really can't hear you.
Oh.
Maybe I could just translate for you. Can you speak up a little bit, Barbara, because I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you hear me, Barbara?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Once again, I'm seeing a huge block. You only allow yourself so much. You're feeling that you're not deserving to acquire more. So that would be something that we could work on as well. That would definitely be a regression issue.
Right, because it could be something that has to do with a past life.
Oh, that's great. I knew there was some kind of self-affinity thing at work, but I wasn't sure what that was.
It is curable.
Well, that's the good news.
So give Linda a call for a longer session at 888-WINGS-58. She does have that special offering. If you call her before April 15th, she'll be offering a 15-minute reading at just $20. And her number again is 888-WINGS-58. Thanks so much, Barbara, for calling in. Well, so let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, why would somebody want to manifest in that way? I mean, why would somebody kind of like stop themselves in media res, so to speak?
Well, it's not something that we have control over. That's something that happened in a past life. It's, for example, Doreen was saying, now, you know, you can take this or leave it. I'm just passing on the information. But she was saying that she wanted to cover World War II in this class. And there were a lot of people that were very, very uneasy about covering that topic. And she said in a lot of cases, women that have a continual abusive relationship, it stems from an SS officer that they had in World War II. So the men in their life are actually the energy of this officer coming back.
Ugh.
So isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's something that we have to acknowledge and we have to release.
Well, and I got, years ago, when I was doing psychic readings, I mean, this was years and years ago, I got that so many of us, I was born in 45, right after the war. I think the war was over like in April, and I was born in November of 45. Mm-hmm. And what I got is that so many of us got to a place during World War II where there was just nothing more that we could do for what we thought needed to be done. I mean,
right.
We were wounded, we were killed, maybe we were just in a very powerless position and couldn't get ourselves out of it. That was especially true of some women in various countries.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to opt out and to come back this lifetime with more knowledge, more power, and different circumstances to finish that work.
Right. You know, and a lot of blockages for money, it could be in one lifetime we took a vow of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Blockages for psychic powers could be that we were a witch and we were condemned to death,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, thought of as a witch.
We were really healers.
Right.
Or herbalists.
We were looked at like a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's all fear that's been holding us back, or a vow that we took.
Right.
So,
I think this past life regression work that you do, whether you're getting the past life for a person or whether they're in a position to come up with it themselves after you get them into a relaxed state, I think it can make such a profound difference. And besides that, Linda, we just have a few minutes, but what approach do you take with your clients? I mean, what would you say makes you different from other readers?
Well, as I mentioned before, a huge part is that I teach my clients so that they can do a lot of this stuff themselves. And a lot of times they don't feel they have the confidence, and we'll get back together. But that is the huge thing. And so I like my clients to really be serious about this. You know, not just, am I going to meet somebody? What do they look like? When am I going to meet them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you will meet that person, and you will be the owner of that.
Mm-hmm.
You will take ownership because you're going to learn how to manifest that.
Right.
And it's going to come in. And everything that we manifest, that we put our intention out, it happens for us if we truly want it.
Well, I just love that. And so, again, Linda Gross Anderson is offering 15-minute readings at just $20. And I like the fact that she breaks it down into segments so that you can choose how long you'd like your session to be. This can include regression therapy. Just say you heard it on Seeing Beyond. The regular price is $125 per hour. Her number, 888-WINGS-58, 888-WINGS-58. Just got a minute, but why don't you invite people to the Psychic Development Class in April and the Inner Journeys Workshop and Holistic Living Expo in May?
Yes, absolutely. Psychic Development, I'm going to be holding it in my home. Please give me a call. Or you can go to my website, or I'm sorry, you can go to my email address, which is LCA, L as in Linda, C as in Kroos, A as in Anderson, _girl, @yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, I love that. I love your generous offering, and I want to get you back on the airwaves again really soon. Just briefly, what are you focusing on now, Linda?
I'm really focusing on working on the past life regression. I'm just fascinated with that.
Isn't it interesting? You and I both think that that is so important. You want my futuristic look at you, Linda?
Sure.
You're going to be writing a book.
Oh, thank you. I have every intention of writing a book. As soon as I'm trying to get this dissertation finished.
Well, you got to get married first.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen in June.
Oh, a June bride. A birthday, an engagement, a graduation. I mean, what could be better?
I know. And my son got married in November.
Oh, I love it. Well, listen, you have a wonderful rest of the day, Linda. We'll
Thank
get you.
You
on again, hopefully, next month. Linda's toll-free number, 888-WINGS-58, 888-WINGS-58. Take a look at her pictures of her traveling all over the world. It's really fun to see her in just very a lot of different aspects of her life, and that is wingsoflove.com, wingsofluv.com. Of course, all of that contact information is readily available right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. And by the way, on our website, you can always get a calendar of upcoming guests. We're going to have a great Monday with Phyllis King hosting the first hour. That's April 5th. And then 10 to 11, Stacey Apple talking about her view of metaphysics. That's from 10 to 11 on the 5th. But check out our calendar. It changes every Sunday evening at seeingbeyond.com. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and that's exactly what you are doing when you listen to this program, Seeing Beyond.